Okay, we're going to call the Rules Committee meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, April 25th, and the time now is 8:15. Members present is Senator Kelly, Senator Machicki, Senator McKinnon, and Senator Gardner, and myself, Chairman Senator Meyer. So we have a quorum to conduct business, and on today's agenda we have just one item. That's House Concurrent Resolution 19, Alaska Native Languages. Urgency by Representative Ortiz. A little bit of bill history on this. This resolution has been heard in two different committees, Community Regional Affairs and State Affairs. It was amended in State Affairs, changing the title and the emergency language to read recognizing the urgent need for language revitalization efforts. So we are holding this meeting today to address two amendments. The first amendment, well, before we get started there, was there anything that the committee wanted to bring up before we get started? Okay, seeing none, then let's go right ahead and go right to amendments. And the first amendment is Senator Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Amendment number one is about as simple as
you want to move it?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one.
Okay, and I'll object for discussion purposes.
Amendment number one on the second page, at the very end, it says that the current bill says that the Alaska Legislature urges Governor Bill Walker to issue an administrative order recognizing the urgent need for language revitalization efforts. All this really does is take out the administrative order words and conforms the title for when we do that. The reason I wanted to do that after discussions with a lot of members was that we have a little bit of a separation of powers here issue, that we have statutes that we write, and he has the purview. His purview is to write and execute administrative orders. If we want to do a statute, that's up to us. And if the governor wants to do a administrative order, that's up to him. We shouldn't be asking him to do what we are able to do in a statute in the first place. And there's a much in this bill, or excuse me, in this resolution, that speaks to something I think that's a need in this state. This amendment changes nothing of the spirit of the resolution. It just allows us to be vigilant, as we should be, regarding the separation of powers. And I would recommend that no resolution ever refer to us asking the governor to execute an administrative order, because if we feel that strongly about it, we should do it in the statute.
Okay, very good. Is there additional discussion on amendment number one? If not, then I will remove my objection. Is there any other objection to amendment number one? Okay, seeing and hearing none, then amendment number one is approved. Okay, we'll go on now to amendment number two by Senator Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number two.
Okay, and I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Okay. When I first heard this bill in committee, I thought that using the word emergency was a little strong, and urgency came through okay to me. But the more I thought about it, I've changed my mind, and here's why. Years ago, one of my majors, I had some sequential majors in college, and one of them was linguistics. And my only takeaway from the linguistics classes I took, the only thing I really remember, is discussions about how language is culture. Language colors culture. And I was talking with my aide this morning about it, and she'd been in the Peace Corps in the Gambia. And I used the example of different delineations for relatives depending on where they are, that an aunt is different. She told me that in the Gambia, an uncle, any of the father's brothers use the same word as father. They have all the responsibilities and obligations of a father. And your mother's sisters are all called your mother, if they're genetically or not, because they carried the responsibilities. And if you're a child, you could go to any one of those women that are on your mother's side, and they would all mother you. And we have a little bit of that in our culture, but in their language, it defines it very, very clearly. And when you lose a language, you really do lose culture. And that's why it's an emergency. You lose a way of seeing the world when your language changes. And so I hope that this body will support the amendment.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Gardner. Is there additional discussion on amendment number two? Okay. Senator Machicki?
I think they're both stressing the importance. You know, I remember about 20 or 25 years ago when our community took the effort to record the Kenaitse dialect of, and I may not be saying it correctly, of the Dena'ina language. It was very important. We had a couple of elders remaining that were the last fluent speakers and kind of came together as a community. I think this recognizes the urgency or the immediate need to take action. But I'm not sure that it, when I think of emergency, I think about sort of immediate life safety, life or death situations where we must act and mobilize today. I think this needs to be a comprehensive plan on mobilizing for documenting those existing languages. So I don't think urgency adequately captures it. I don't know that I would fall on either sword, but I'd like for this to get to the floor, and I just don't know that we need to further complicate it with additional changes at this point.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Additional thoughts, Senator Gardner?
Thank you. I think what we're discussing is really sort of degrees of importance. And for those of us who are relatively new to the state, it has little impact on our lives. But for some Alaskans whose history in this state is thousands of years through their family, it makes a huge difference. For them, it is critically important, and we heard that in some of the outpourings of the public testimony during the process. So, you know, urgency, emergency, to you and me, okay, fine. And I understand the perspective that emergency is sort of life-threatening, but we are talking really about potentially an ongoing death of a culture. And for some people, for whom we're talking about their family and their history and traditions, it is a death. And for that reason, I hope that you guys will help, will support this amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gardner.
Senator Gardner, I think you stated that, and in most cases, I'd let it just end there. But I almost kind of want to support what you're saying in one respect, but I want to explain to you why I'm not going to support going to emergency, because emergency isn't just a term of art. It's a statutory thing. It's a constitutional thing. The governor has the right to declare an emergency. An emergency means certain things. It means the National Guard or FEMA or applying for federal funds. I don't think that we should necessarily shy away from applying for federal funds or doing whatever is necessary to preserve these. Not whatever is necessary. There has to be some level of commitment by the community itself. But the state, if we go into emergency mode, that has a definition, and I'm not sure we're not breaching the same problem that I had in Amendment Number 1, which is the governor declares emergencies, the legislature doesn't, and he has that ability to do that with or without this resolution. So again, it's back to the resolution having where we kind of cross bodies a little bit, and I become uncomfortable with that at that point.
Thank you, Senator. I'll look into that between now and the floor session.
Thank you, Senator Gardner. Thank you,
I'm
Senator.
Sure I'll be taught something by this afternoon.
And thank you, Senator Kelly. Is there additional discussion? Okay. It does sound like there's a difference of opinion here, so I'll maintain my objection. And Madam Secretary, could you please read the roll on Amendment Number 2?
Senator Gardner?
Yes.
Senator Machicki?
No.
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 One yay, four nays.
Okay, so on a vote of one yay, four nay, amendment number two is not approved. Okay, so is there any additional discussion on the House current resolution 19? Or additional amendments? Seeing none? Additional discussions? Seeing none, then Senator Kelly?
Mr. Chairman, I would move from committee Senate CS for House concurrent resolution number 19, amended rules. It wouldn't say it be amended rules. We'll just leave it at that. I'll move Senate CS for House concurrent resolution 19 from committee with individual recommendations.
Okay, and attached several physical note, and that, for people listening, that is version T, T as in Tom. Okay, is there any objections to the bill moving out of the Rules Committee? And, okay, so if there's no objections, then the bill does move from committee, and that concludes our work for today. Thank you very much for all of you for accommodating this early meeting. If you would please stay and sign the book. And with that, we are now adjourned.